ಅವ ವೇದಾಸ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ತ್ರೈಗುಣ್ಯ ವಿಷಯ ವೇದಾಹ ನಿಸ್ತ್ರೈಗುಣ್ಯೋ ಭವಾರ್ಜುನ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಸ್ ದೇ ಟಾಕ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ರೋಪ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ moods of the mind, our mood, whether it is sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. Why these sattva, rajas, tamas and explain to us? Because none of us are free from these three gunas. At one time we may be a sattvic, another time rajasic, another time we may be tamasic. So whether you want to be a tamasic or rajasic or sattvic, it is up to you. But if you have taken the path, the spiritual path, and to reach the goal of spiritual path, your tamas and rajas will not work out. So you have to give up that rajas and tamas. A tamas, sattvic is a clear thought, alert, vigilant mind it is, and it is required in the last seat of meditation. Vedanta is only last up to the last seat of meditation. And the realization, no scripture will help you. You alone, you have to reach there. And you have to drop off sattva also. And when you reach your essential nature, these three gunas are not there. How long these three gunas remains? You know, you have got the, as long as vasanas are there. What type of vasana you have got? But it is no problem, even if you are tamasic or rajasic, sattvic you want. So from tamas, you have to raise yourself to rajasic. And from rajasic, you have to raise to sattvic. And from sattvic, you kick the sattvic and reach your final goal. How to raise yourself? First, I will, Gurudev used to give an example. A doctor in a city, very brilliant, and he has got, I'm talking about India. He has got nursing home, he has got clinic, he has got big bungalow, he has got so many cars, everything is there with him. But he has got only one son. And that son is tamasi. Why? Because my father has got so many things. I need not study in the school and everything. It will all come to me. So his way of life is going to the party, girls, drinking, all these things. This doctor is very brilliant, intelligent, and strict doctor also. He is a 12th, after 12th you go to the, what it is called, you go to any medical or engineering college. So final, up to 12th, the father somehow managed to push him and push him, push him. He has come to the 12th standard. And in the 12th standard, he is not studying and everything. He failed for first time. Father kept quiet. Second time, third time also he failed. Now all those other doctors who are coming, they will ask your own son, what he is doing, what he is doing. How can he say he failed for the fourth time? How can he say? So fourth exam, the result has come. And the father with the anger failed, has going up and down on the veranda, waiting for the son to come. Because they have gone outside for all those friends and everything. And he comes inside whistling, and he is not bothered of whistling and everything. He was entering. The father is, you, where are you going? Come here. You know that? You have failed for the fourth time. I am ashamed to show my face to all my friends. I will give you two choices. If you fail for the fifth time, I will bring you from the market on hand cart and hand it over to you. Get lost. Don't show me your face anymore. This is one choice. If you pass, I am a well-known doctor, so I will get you anyhow. I will get you one seat in the medical college. When you go to the medical college, if you come out with the degree medical college, doesn't matter if it is not 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, I don't mind. But come out with one degree. And everything I will hand it over to you. My nursing home, my clinic, my house, my cars, everything is yours. But this is the condition. The boy now, he knows that father is very strict. He goes to his room and lies down. If I fail, what will be? If I pass, he is living a life of tamas. So he starts slowly studying the books. You know, father is intelligent and brilliant. That gene will there with him. If he studies, he studied and he passed. And he goes to the medical college. Now, tamas has to be removed. Now, he goes to the medical college and his studies and everything come out with a degree. Then, father, as he promised, he hands him everything to him. Father is brilliant. Now, this doctor, he becomes more brilliant than his father. Earning more and more money, then he doubled the property of his father. Very busy now, because the doctors in the nursing home, while eating also, phone will come, they have to rush and everything. Very brilliant, and then everybody knows now in the city, everybody knows. Then to that city, Swami Chinmayananda is coming. And who are the audience, cream of the society? Because he had only one language, never talked any other language. Doctors, engineers, and if you would have come to Bombay, it is the cream of the society. It's also fashion parade. All the ladies with the fashion, and they also, because have you seen Swami Chinmayananda? Nobody has to say. Because it is low to the understanding. Yes, yes, I saw him in the airport. So Swami Chinmayananda, all the doctors have come for the lecture. Now one doctor who is a close friend of this doctor, he rings up to this doctor. So doctor, do you know that Swami Chinmayananda has come? Yes, what? He gives a lecture on Gita and the Upanishad. Look, I have no time at all to attend any lecture or anything. Morning, I have to go to the clinic, evening clinic, and my nursing home. I have no time at all. No, doctor, you once you hear him, he's all with the, what is jokes he explain, and this thing is a great orator, this thing. That. You do one thing, doctor. You have got a compounder, because India, the compounder is there. Compounder, you understand? One evening, because 6:30 to 8, he has to be in the clinic. You hand it over to the compounder and come and listen a little bit. So he agrees, slowly he comes to the audience. He sits in the last. He comes there unconcerned and unattached. Because talks will come, because all loudspeaker, everything he hears, and he also can sudden laughing and joking he hears. And he goes home and he sees that something is there. Now it drags. Next day also he comes, not sitting at the back, he sits in the middle of the room. Third day, he was sitting at the front row because they keep the chair and the charge also. And he looks at how Swamiji is talking. He says, I have to do all Kathakali dance to please the hands and this thing, everything. Those who have seen in what you are seeing in the CDR, it is not the way. The big audience, when he talks, he moved. I've seen. Looks very nice. Really, very good. And on that day, he goes home and he says, I must have an interview with that Swami. Next morning, he calls the secretary. See, I am Dr. So and so. Who? Doctor? He is well known because secretaries, they are always like that. I want to have an interview with your Swami. Yes, doctor, you come exactly like 10 o'clock, you will interview. And in this interview, when we were talking to Swamiji, you will be so mesmerized. In the evening, he goes tall, becomes a member of the Chinmaya Mission. And he has become the member of the Chinmaya Mission. And next general meeting, they make him as the president of the Chinmaya Mission. What is the work of Chinmaya Mission? President, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. By my mere presence, Prakriti, she produces everything. President has nothing to do, everything, secretary and all of them. And my board members, they argue. So he thought being a president is not enough. And he said, next election, general meeting, I will be secretary. What is the work of the secretary? Not sitting because I am a doctor. When Swamiji comes running about, hear about these things. See, when you have taken a goal in your life, and you all your activities become sacrificed to him, you listen also and you serve also, then your vasana becomes reduced. Such person is fit for meditation. For tamas, he raised the rajasi, and rajas, he has come to sattva. And sattvic person alone is fit for meditation. In the sattvic, there are so many ideas, sattvic people, what are they? Here it is the 14th sloka, what it says. If the embodied one meet the death when sattva is prominent, predominant, one who gives up the physical body when rajas is predominant, and when rajas tamas is predominant, where they will go? Sattvic people, they are clear vision, they have got thinking power, alert, vigilant, and then sharp. They are creative thinkers. We become the creative thinkers when the intellect, mind is very clear. So such people, when they drop off the body, here it is said, where they will go, what it is said, predominant, the attains the spotless world of the knower of the highest. This is called the Krama Mukti, it is said. You need not talk about it. I am the present product of the past. Future is product of the present. So if you are sattvi, in your daily life also, you will be led to the people who are living a sattvic life, to that colony. Here it is, after dropping off this physical body, where they will go? In the scientific, spotless, in this Krama Mukti, it is there, it is the Hindu philosophy. In this Hindu philosophy, we have got birth and we have got death. This birth and death continues. One who is dead is bound to be born. One who is born is again bound to be dead. This is Janana Marana. Birth and death continues. How long it continues? As long as we are one bundle of desires. These desires are for what? Our desires are for what? For the world of objects. So, those who have gone, they have to be born again because they have gone, not eliminating all their desires. I come with one desire, and when I depart, at one desire becomes 10 desires, at 10 desires have gone, and they have to be manifest, so I have to take the other body. Until these desires continue with us, this birth, death, birth, it is not that we are born one Saturday, I was dropped from the heaven. Anybody has dropped from heaven? Have you seen anybody? Even avatara purushas also, they have to, they are from highest there. So this, there is a procedure to enter into this world. First you have to, you yourself is choosing, your vasana alone chooses which father I have to enter. It is all determined in your previous life. When you depart from it, what your karma phalam, that alone decides you to the next life. And right father, and right mother, and you come to the world. Right world, exactly according to your desires, you called. What is behind the desires? You're conduct. What is this? You are led to that. It is not, that's why this, it is not one life for us. We have taken so many births as according to the Darwin's theory of evolution. And every, well, physically, evolution will be there. And once you are born as a physical body, human body, you have not left your animal passion or instinct and impulses. Still we live that self-centered life. So having come here, it is, now vasanas are there. And what are the vasanas? Some of them, what a concentrated sattva, concentrated rajas, concentrated tamas. So if my vasanas are concentrated sattva, so that soul will enter into the colony of people who are living a higher spiritual life. Eternally. So if I am concentrated rajas, then I will be taken into rajasic people where very active, running about. Why? Because I have so much of desires, all the desires have been fulfilled. So in that colony he will be born. And if you are tamasic people, they live according to the instinct and impulses. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastaha, ಮಧ್ಯಂ ತಿಷ್ಟಂತೆ ರಾಜಸಾಹ ಜಗನ್ಯ ಗುಣವೃತ್ತಿಸ್ತಾಹ ದೋಸ್ ತಮಸಿಕ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಲಿವ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಂಪಲ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಂಪಲ್ಸಸ್ animals and plants, but among us also they live according to the instinct and impulses. Gurudev used to say, two-legged mosquitoes, you know, carrot mosquitoes, two-legged, what is called, donkeys, two-legged. They have got two-legged, but what is their mental condition? So such people, they will be born into the colony where they live the low base life. Your vasana alone leads there. Your guna alone leads there. So if you are tamasic, you can polish it. Tamasic people, they don't want to work. Only anywhere I will get, if I was stories also, I wanted to sleep. No papra, no want to take bath, don't want to brush the teeth, and one only, I want to sleep. This is the gunas are given to us to find out which category you belong. So that kind of tuning of the mind, if you are tamasic people, they have no desire, so you have to be whipped into desire. And when the desire increases, I become what it is called, very active person, rajasic. And that rajasic, self-centered way of life turn into selfless. There we change ourselves to sattva. So that is why here it is said, sukritasya sihu rajasi pralayam gatva. Here it is said, karmana sukritasya hu. The stanza, here it is said, the fruit of good action, they say, is sattva. 16. Good action. In the 18th chapter, what action? Niyata sangarahitam araga dveshakratam. That karma is sattvic karma. Sattvic people, they were 18th chapter, this has been explained. They perform their duties for duty's sake. And in return, they will never demand anything. You have got duty to perform. Ile sukritasya karmana sukritasya. So you have got duty in the house, you have got duty in the office, duty everywhere, you have duty. Why you have got duty? Because you depend upon them. You depend upon your wife, you depend upon your children, you depend upon your office, working place, you depend upon them. So you have got duty to perform. Those who have no duty because they have no desires. Name Parthasi Kartavyam Trishulokis. I have no duty to perform Arjuna in these three worlds. I have no duty. Krishna says. But look at me. How I am dynamically working. I have become only a charioteer. You are the commander in chief. I become the jeep driver. My work is only. Why should I become? All the great masters, when they work at the present, their vision is future. If as a Krishna, if I don't work, in the future, all the youngsters, they say that Krishna had not worked. And he had so many wives and so many things. Why should I work? They are there not to create a tamasic world, but they are there to create a sattvic world. So here it says how you have to perform your duty as best as your capacity and capability. And if you pour out all your energy, not looking at the fruit, how much I am going to gain? And our pledge says, giving more than what we take. As far as nature is concerned, they give only, they don't take anything in return. Look at the sun. He has got full of light and heat. He gives only, and in return, does it take any tax? We breathe in and breathe out the air. Have you have to pay it for this? The mango tree has full of mangoes, is bows down. When you pluck it out, does it demand any money? The cow has a full of milk. And that milk for all others, the cow doesn't drink the milk. That's why you worship them. Whole nature is living a life of sacrifice. If you want to raise yourself to the sattvic level, perform your duty. And Shastra doesn't say, so that's a Bhagavad Gita, it is said. In olden days, nobody was allowed to read also and practice also. The grandmother in the house, if she reads, he has got a young wife and small kids, she will run away to Rishikesh. So if anybody sees a young man reading the Gita, she will take it and hide it. And it Bhagavad Gita is not sannyasi, and sannyasi is talking. Krishna is the greatest grihastha with 16,008 wives, and Arjuna was also equally grihastha. Gita is not only after retirement, when they are 99% other side, you go and teach Gita. Now also, Gita is only for our children. Why not you come? We are not very young, we have got to. Only for the... Gita is for the youngsters. Arjuna, he had that much of what is called the imagination. There are so many desires. It is taught to Arjuna. And Lord Krishna is talking this Gita through Arjuna to all the generation. How to live a right way of life. You have to perform your duty in such a way you will never repeat it again. You start repeating it when you perform it with self-interest. Any duty of self-interest, you pass an impression on your personality, then here it is, vasana, desires and action. These three are dots of the art. In Sanskrit, avidya, kama, karmadi. Ignorance, desire and action. We become bound by these three knots of the heart. To go beyond sattva also, break this knot. How to break this knot? Only at the physical level. The, what it is called? The quality of the actions has changed into better quality. Selfish action should be changed into selfless action. If selfless action means it is not that giving everything. So whatever you take a goal in your life, here is the his Omkar is there. It may be Jesus, it may Allah, it may Krishna, you have God. Everyone has a God. In all bearer of God, here it is. Nobody is here. As long as the concept of man is there, concept of God continues. When the concept of man is gone, concept of God is also gone. Why the concept of God has come? Because we are all grip of fear. What are the three fears? Incurable diseases. Three are there. Phenomenal disasters. And physical ailment. Three things are there. Phenomenal and the death. Nobody wants to die. One cause is fear of death. Another fear is the incurable diseases. And another is phenomenal disaster, Katrina, all those earthquake. All of us afraid of them, fear of them. That's why we choose one higher to hold on to come out of it. So take him as the colon. He is the Lord of the universe. That is why whatever you do at the physical level, whatever you eat, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever sacrifice you do in your life at the cost of your happiness and pleasure, whatever charity you do, and whatever penance. Penance is not only Rakshasas and Devatas doing penance. Only Grahasthas, they do that penance. If you wanted a successful citizen in the country, he has to do this. Dedicate it to me. Take me as the goal in life, and whatever you do, it will all dedicate. And when it is, so this has been picturized in the Krishna's life. He is not a makkhan chor, he is a mahachor. You know the makkhan chor? When he was in Vrindavan, he was stealing all those butter that was prepared by the gopis. Who are the gopis? They are the rishis of the past. In Rama's time, they are all the rishis. And they were bought. Rama said, I cannot embrace you because in this life, only one life, wife. You all be born in my Krishna avatara. And they were preparing the butter, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Who is Krishna? I said, choose him as the Krishna. Anything. He is not Omkar. Vedanta has got all the freedom to choose this one. Freedom is given in Vedanta. Choose him. But devote yourself to him, not to these temporary world of objects. They all come and go. In this world, we are all tenants. And he alone is the landlord. He is the landlord. We have come here tenants. Why I am saying tenants? Any time you have to leave and go. Take him as the goal in life. Then only whatever vasana you have got, whether it is rajas, whether it is tamas, offer everything to him. He will never allow it to breed again. But if you don't take anything goal in life, then our life is, you know that if you put the question, before you enter into your father's body, where you were? Were you in Philadelphia or Boston? Or in China? Or in Japan, where were you? You do not know. Having come here, all of us have to leave. My question is, where are you going? Here it is said, where you will go? Sattvic people, they go to the highest Brahmaloka. Rajasic people, they also go to the world of action. It is the mind. When we leave this physical body, we become floating ego. And at that time, all our action ends. Only when you enter into the physical body, all the activity starts. And it is a continuation. If you have lived in your past life, Sattvic way of life, it is not lost. And it will continue in your next physical body. Continuation. Past itself becomes the present, and that present action itself, it goes along with the continuation of action. So do you want to live a tamasic life or rajasic life or sattvic life? Choice is given to us. But animals, they don't have any choice. They have to live according to the instinct and impulses. We are not only the body and mind, we have got the intellect. We are all gifted with the intellect to discriminate what is good for me, what is bad for me, what is real, what is undiscriminate. If you don't use that intelligence, then you will fall into rajasic or tamasic group. What is real in you? Your own self is real. We are four in one. On body, mind, and intellect. Some of them, they don't know whether they're mind or intellect. Body, mind, and intellect, fourth one, is the same in all of us. That is one life. We are all alive. That life is one and the same in all of us. In other words, it is called the consciousness. The other three, they are constantly changing. Would you like to live as your body, mind, and intellect, or the changeless consciousness within you? The eternal, changeless consciousness within you. To remain you as the consciousness, you have to raise from your tamasic way of life to rajasic. And from rajasic, you have to practice sattvic way of life. And from sattva, what is the sattvic way of life? It has, what is the nature? Is being. It is quiet, contented, cheerful life. Sattvic life. It is a quiet, contented, and cheerful life, and what devotion of love and compassion, and what kindness, mercy. This is the good life we have to practice. That is why all the, they say, be good, do good. Practice that, you will become a sattvic. Not sankalpa prabhavan kaman tyaktva. That imagined desire first, you have to give it. Desire is only the cause for all our sufferings. All these tension, stress, worries, excitement, anxiety, all these are because of the desire. Desire for the world of objects. So in order to skip from them, then practice this be good and do good. That is sattvic quality. 17th chapter, it has anudvega karam vachyam satyam priyam hitam swadhyaya visanam cheva vangmayam tapa ucchate. యువర్ స్పీచ్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ అనుద్వేగకరం వాచ్యం వెన్ యు ఆర్ టాకింగ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ హర్ట్ అదర్స్ ఫీలింగ్స్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ద హ్యాబిట్ ఆఫ్ హర్టింగ్ అదర్స్ ఆల్వేస్ టక్ 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 వెదర్ దే హర్ట్ ఆర్ వేర్ నాట్ సాత్విక్ మ్యాన్ నో హర్ట్ డోంట్ హర్ట్ ది ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ దిస్ వన్ ఫస్ట్ స్టార్ట్ సత్యం స్పీక్ ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్ ప్రియం ఇట్ షుడ్ బి స్వీట్ అండ్ హితం ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ ది వెల్ బీయింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది లివింగ్ ఇట్స్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ గివన్ ఫర్ దిస్ స్వాధ్యాయ వ్యసనం చేయవ సో రీడింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ స్క్రిప్చర్ ఈజ్ రిక్వైర్డ్ A Hinduism is not airtight compartment with one book, one god or one path. Your library full of books are there. There are varieties of paths to reach the same goal. Read the books, the scriptures. If you want to meditate, this is the only way. Deva dvija guru prajnam poochanam shaucham arjanam brahmacharyam ahimsavcha shariram tapa uchyate. What is the tapas of the physical body? Worship of gurus, worship of God, shamadhama and then shaucham cleanliness. These are the tapas. Brahmacharyam. You know, brahmacharyam means don't take that brahmachari. Don't take that bachelor, unmarried brahmachari sweat. Brahmachari means who has taken the path to this. Brahman is the absolute reality which is beyond any gods. Our final goal is not the guru or any gods. Our final goal is to reach that last item is absolute reality, which is you, yourself. So one who has taken that goal, one who walks, he is called the Brahman. So he is called the Brahmacharyam. But another meaning is there. As a brahmachari, as has taken that path, gluttonic life is not allowed. Gluttonic life? Eating, talking, too much is not allowed. Only medium way, so that I collect all the energies which is lost by living this way and apply it to my meditation. To the higher reality. This is all said in the scriptures. To go beyond all the three gunas, this is the only way. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhav na vidiyate. That intellect is transacting the world of object, it will never meditate. The habit of mind is to run after that which is attached. So here, now that cancel and attach yourself to him. And start. If you attach yourself to the world of object, no meditation. In a modern age, everybody wants to meditate. My question is, are you prepared? There is no shortcut. There is no double promotion, triple promotion, those are not there. Exhaust him. The vasana and the desires and the agitation and the action. Control him. I have given the tips how to live. Be good, do good. Sama dukkha sukha kshami. Krishna uses in the 12th chapter. ఈక్వల్ మైండెడ్నెస్ ఇన్ సుఖం అండ్ దుఃఖం అండ్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ గివింగ్ కెపాసిటీ. యూనో ఇఫ్ యు కమ్ హియర్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ సర్చ్ ఆఫ్ సుఖం, నో సుఖం. హ్యావ్ యూ కమ్ హియర్ సుఖం, యూ అండర్స్టాండ్? This world will never provide you joy, only joy. All the happiness is followed by. If you are come here only in search of joy, happiness, there is no. All the happiness is followed by sorrows. We have got likes and dislikes. That likes and dislikes is the cause for all our sufferings. Now then, any question, problem you have got, you can ask. A question comes, question has to come. If you have fully understood, no question. If you have not understood, no question. Only if you half understood, then question. What is it? No, no, it is not allowed. You have to take your friend and your enemy. You are not supposed to hurt the feeling of your animals. As far as possible, avoid. Dussanga sarvada tyajet. Bad association, always you avoid. Don't insult anybody else. Why it is that? Because in my enemy also, my own Lord is there. In me also, the same Lord is there. So when I am insulting my enemy, I am insulting my own self. Enemy also, keep yourself away from it. Don't hurt even the enemies. And friends, you are not supposed to hurt. Enemies also do. And even if they do anything, just avoid them. Shami. Forgiveness. Practice it. It is not a revolution, slow process of behavior of our mind. And when that is why it is said, Badram Karne Shunuyama Deva, Badram Pashe Makshabirya Yatraha. May we always hear always auspicious sound. May we always see always auspicious things. So it depends upon you also. If you wanted to hear always auspicious sound, then those words which come from your mouth should not hurt others' feelings. This is all practice, the natural within us. A tongue is the one, you know, two sins it commits. One, unnecessarily talking. Another, unnecessarily eating. Tongue is the main cause we commit all our sins. That's why I want to utter the name of Lord. There are so many stotras in every scripture has got prayers. Pray them when such things comes. Change it to God's name. Because you are habituated in suddenly talk against and hurt the others, suddenly stop it. Anger is there, anger comes. How to control the anger? They say that as soon as anger comes, now count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Anger is our habit, anger. Sangat sanjayate kamaha, kamat krodho vijayate, kodat bhavati sammohaha. So because he has done such a bad thing for me, we see that he is destroyed. To the enemies, we have got that. Even your enemy pushes you from the mountain down, Narayana. Prahlada was dropped, Narayana came to lift him. There is techniques are there, how to change. Bhagavad Gita is such a book. not only the sadhakas, even grihasthas, if they read the Bhagavad Gita, if a doctor reads it, well understood, he is handling the patients and all rightly, he will handle. Anyone, in the kitchen also, when the cooking, the handling, the cooking, everything, it is changes whole of our life. You understood what I said? Only practice is remaining. Practice. We have got, must be one mantra I have got. That mantra, mantra means constantly uttering the name of the Lord, thinking of Him. That is required. Any question? You should not allow it to fall to rajas. He will not fall to rajas. Because he has lifted himself from rajas to sattva. It is not that we are born as sattva. We have lifted ourselves from the tamas to rajas and rajas to sattva. But some of them, they remain in the sattva. Attached to that particular quality they are attached with. Sattvic people are there. We have got so many singers are there. Bhimsen Joshi, Anup Jalotha, they are all singing the bhajans of Krishna, Rama and everything. And Bhimsen Joshi is such a great singer. But when he sings, it is not with the Lord. It is only when next bottle is coming. You follow what I am saying? Then you are bound to that quality. No release. This is where we fall. And in sattva we get the siddhi power. If you are standard there, then again you have to come to this life. Siddhiyam. Sattvic also, it is dangerous. And that maya is there. No, I explained. Maya will not allow you to raise yourself. Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam taranti. How to cross the sattva also? Surrender to me. He is there. You can cross the maya. Sattva also. Sattva is also maya. Rajas also maya. Tamas is also maya. In order to cross these three, who is there to protect? In the Gita, there are so many slokas are there. Mai asakta manaha yogam yunjan madashraya mai eva manaha datsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivashishyasi mai eva eka bhaktir vishishyate avyabhicharena. It is worshipping me alone. So for your spiritual evolution, you have to choose only one. But when you have chosen, my deity, Ishta Devata, warning is given, you have no right to hate other gods. Follow what I am saying? You have got a guru, but don't hate other gurus. You attach yourself a guru and you are evolution. No hatred for any god. Nirvaira sarva bhuteshu. He alone comes to me, not others. Meditation. Sam niyama indriya gramam sarvatra samabuddhayaha sarva bhuta hiteratah. These qualities. Sam niyama, all the what mind should be withdrawn from all the sense organs and organs of action. Equal mindedness in all the experiences, situation, all the no complaint at all, equal mindedness in all. Samabuddhaya sarva bhuta hiterataha. You have to engage yourself for the well-being of all the living beings. Then you can meditate. So these are the three qualities required. It is not overnight you can practice. You have got given. Choices are given, so many choices, so many births, bahunam janmanamante, so many births. So it is not our effort, it is only one birth. And this life is not an end. And this life will continue as long as we are one bundle of desires. Anything more? It can be possible, but it depends upon you, how you handle it. In the Kumbhakarna was tamasic. But he had that understanding. Even though he is tamasic, it is not total tamasic. If it is 90% tamas, 5% rajas and 5% sattva will be there with him. And Ravana's case, he was 80% rajas, 10% tamas, 10% sattva. And tamas to go, it is difficult. I can't say that. From tamasic people, there only tamasic people in nidra, alasya, pramad. Any amount of advising, they will never listen. You know, you can make the pull the horse near to the water. You know the thing. You cannot force the horse to drink the water. Similarly, there is no regret, and every effort has got a gift. What is called gifted? So your hard work is required. Time is there. Isn't every joy is followed by what is the opposite of joy? Sorrow. Every joy. That is the world. They are two faces of a coin. If you enjoy this much, you have to undergo that. You have to. Happiness always followed by unhappiness. They follow one after the other. And supreme happiness is the, we have to go there. You know, where it is here. Permanent joy is here. But if you are here, it is only sukham, dukkham, sukham, dukkham. I like an object. I like laddus. You all know laddus? I am very fond of. I eat one laddu, I got maximum joy. When second laddu, when I start eating, that little by little, the joy diminishes. And when the eighth laddu goes, it will come from other door. It is the same case in all the objects which you wanted to enjoy. If you, how much you can eat at lunch time? You cannot continuously, I am eating. Is it possible? This is worldly all objects. They have got diminishing joy. Every object. Adhyanta vanta kamteya na teshu ramate buddha. Everything when we come in contact with the enjoy the world of objects, it has got a beginning and an end. It is not permanent joy. So when it is diminishing, so I have got hunger and thirst, more and more to enjoy, more we run after them, more and more. That is called rajasic. Hunger and thirst to enjoy. I am not at all satisfied with anything. Even little money is there, I am not satisfied. If the more money is there, I am not satisfied. More money is there, I am not. Maximum money is there, not satisfied. I am the multi-millionaire, not satisfied. You get it? That hunger and thirst continues with us. Mostly for the money. Mooda jahihi dhanam agama trishnam. That thirst to earn money, give it up. Earn money by sweating and soil, earn money. It doesn't say that you should not earn money. In the right way you earn. Hunger and thirst you have to give it up. every enjoyable thing that followed by sorrow. And it is not the sense organs are coming in contact with the respective object. It is mind through this sense organ coming in contact with the different sense objects. And mind has got likes and dislikes. And if it is a liking, I become. If it is not liking, mind. It has got likes and dislikes. That's why we are suffering. Mind wants always the object which it likes. But world will not provide. This world is not here to provide always the object which you like. Sometimes liking object, sometimes don't like. So if you run away from the object which you like, behind the object which you like, and that which you don't like, it chases you. So in the middle, and the object I like running in front of you, and object we don't like chasing you. Write about tone and look at the object which you don't like. So you have to take both of them equally. Only if you take them equally, sukha, dukkha, if the happiness and sorrow equally, you do equally, you separate yourself from your sorrows and happiness and watch. You are not your happiness or you are the sorrow. You are something other than that. So separate yourself and watch. How long you are going to stay with me, O Sukham? They come as a guest. So when the Sukham says, I am going, who comes? Who comes? And the Dukkham says, I am going, suffering, sorrow comes, I am going. Go, go, all of you go. Left, right, left, right, left, right. If you become involved with that, then you are gone.
ॐ असतो मा सद्गमय नमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय मृत्योर्मामृतं गमय ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ